Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Please be joined by Matt Rising. He's the police chief here in Panora, the Panora Police Department. And I got a lot of new features over the summer, including a few new security cameras to check anything mischievous going on around town or anything that's not quite right. And of course, it's that time of the year. School's back in session and harvest is in session. So you want to keep the best safety practices there out on the road. So Matt, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, so first of all, take us through the upgrades for the security camera system, what you guys will be able to do now with the extra cameras, and what do they cover, that sort of thing.
So this has been a project that we've been wanting to do for probably about 4 to 5 years now, and it's been a long road. Been a lot of learning as far as cameras and internet capabilities and things like that. We were finally able to achieve what we wanted. Received a grant through the Guthrie County Community Foundation, which we were extremely excited about. So right now the cameras are complete. We do have ideas for the future to add on. One of the biggest things that we needed was a server to hold all these cameras, I guess. And they cover pretty much most of Main Street from City Hall all the way out to the plaza. We've already used them, solving some cases. Some were small, some were bigger. They do really well. Anybody that would like to see them is more than welcome. If they see a squad car out front or in the back, come up here and I'd be glad to show them to them. They're very neat. We're very excited.
Absolutely, and you were showing me some of their capabilities, able to zoom into different spots and rotate to different areas of the camera's coverage. So a nice panoramic view of a lot of those individual spots here in town. Speaking of kind of the trends that we've been seeing here over the last year, and what these cameras may help you with is car burglaries. We've seen a lot of them over the last year. How has that been in the last few months? Has it gone down, or people taking heed to lock their cars? What have you been seeing out there?
It has significantly. I guess at the beginning of the summer, we did have one string of burglaries. That suspect was apprehended pretty much the same day, and we were fortunate enough to obtain most of the stolen property. But I'm still seeing and hearing people leaving valuables in their cars, not leaving them locked. You know, there's only so much law enforcement can do. I mean, we can tell people all day long to keep their doors to their vehicles locked, not keep valuables out there. There's only going to be so much that we can do to get those materials back. Ultimately, it's your responsibility to secure items. So please, please do so, because it will happen again. I hope that it doesn't, but it will at some point.
And when we talk about safety this time of year, fall safety, driving around school buses and driving around farm implements, your reminders to the public as to best safe practices.
I've already had about 4 or 5 vehicle collisions that I've covered just here in Panora, which isn't typical. We don't really get a whole lot of those, which is good. So there's several things I have to say about that. One is, especially with harvest, as everyone knows, that we're going to have farm equipment out on the roads. Please allow extra time to get to wherever you're going so you're not in a rush. If you do happen to get into a collision, make sure that you are aware of where everything is, current, registration, insurance. Been having issues with that. And also, report it to law enforcement. You're fine to handle the collision on your own and get information from both parties that's current. I mean, you can do that as long as there isn't a death, injury, or property damage. But I think that it's best to have law enforcement do it just so you can make sure that you're getting all the pertinent information. But ultimately, be defensive, drive slow, and pay attention to what's going on.
And as well for the school bus safety, now that we've got another school year back in session, have you seen about the same number in the amount of individuals who are caught going around the school bus when the stop sign is out, or have you seen less or more? What have you seen so far this year?
I actually haven't gotten any, which is nice, especially since the law has changed. We've seen quite a bit less. So I guess keep up the good work. Make sure that you stop for school buses, because you, if found guilty, you will lose your license, and it's quite a hefty fine.
And this week is also Child Seatbelt Safety Week, Child Restraint Safety Week with car seats and things of that nature. Have you been seeing good habits as far as individuals wearing their seatbelts and driving without being distracted?
I think Panora overall is pretty good about wearing seatbelts. Obviously, we have a lot of citizens in town that are going short distances and choose not to wear them because it's more of a hindrance. I would just encourage you to wear that, not just because it is a state law, but ultimately it could save your life. As far as child safety devices, I think we're pretty good. If at any point anybody does have any questions, please come up to City Hall. If I'm available or one of the other officers is, I actually have experience putting those in and making sure they're done properly. So we'd be more than willing to do that.
Matt, anything else you want to mention to our listeners here at Raccoon Valley Radio?
Well, make sure that your vehicles are locked. I can't stress that enough. Make sure there's no valuables left in your vehicle. Drive safe. That's pretty much it.
Once again, that's Panora Police Chief Matt Rising joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program to talk about some new things, including safety security cameras around town and some constant reminders that's locking your cars and being safe when running into the school buses and encountering those farm implements around harvest time. Matt, as always, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.